Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, and this obviously is Psychics Gone Wild. A lot of our promos tonight have been totally out there in the world. You know it's Thursday night, and you know the one and the person that is the wildest from Maine is here, and it's Dina Flanagan. We have a wonderful new addition, and the amazing Ben will be on here in a few minutes. Those of you, he's been on, this is his second time being on the radio show. Both of these are phenomenal, gifted people. Those of you who know with Amy will be on Saturdays. We're working out of time. I know we run a little early, and we had a lot of individuals trying to find a little bit. They're writing, and Amy, we will get together and we'll do that Saturday for you guys at a time that's more better in the day, because 11 a.m. was a little early, a little bit. We all hadn't had our coffee, but a lot of fun. And what we want to do is we want to work out with everybody together that you guys that are calling in tonight, remember to give us the two things. We'll call your area code, and you will turn around and give us your name and then a question. We don't have time to do a lot. If you do a general reading, I apologize to you, but I last night everybody kept correcting you. Tonight we'll just do a general reading, Dina. Let's just do that, and Ben, if they call in and you want a general reading, we'll generally tell them you about what you're going to do the day. It can be anything about your shopping to generally you are a person that's breathing and in this planet. Come on, you guys. You got to be fair to us. It's great to have the reading, and we're giving you the respect of giving you a free reading to show you know that we are here and we're doing it, and we're asking you to please work with us so we can give you that help. But if you're expecting, you know, a 30-minute reading, we can't do that. We have it limited down tonight. It's an hour show. This is Thursdays due to me and Dina's crazy schedule. And so we love all you guys. Just remember, you know, to kind of work with it. What we really want to do is help you, but we got to do it that way. Loving all the publicity. Dina Flanagan, what is going on with the Dina moment? I got to have my Dina time.
Yeah. That was great. Yeah. It's been a really wild and crazy week here. I know that. It's a lot of strange energy going on.
I love it. We've been on YouTube. I've been on 2 years, and I've been going really strong with trying to have these contests, and I was so happy with the chaotic everyone's having with the cross. Those of you who know with the planet transition, we're in a very strong, it's an aggressive change, because you've got Mars, the planet of anger and war, going retro. When it's going backwards, it's pulling energy. It's just like when communication goes crazy or awkward with Mercury, Mars is pulling that energy out. So your actions, you want to make sure if you're starting something that you're not doing anything that's of assertive or a negative angle, and you're being tested with it because of it going backwards, that you're handling your actions in a way that is the most mature and most metaphysical, because above us in the planets, the transition is a very strong position of the cross. And with the cross, and those of you know that symbolism for us humans, it is very significant and metaphysical that they're putting a lot of strong lights and pressure down. And I want to tease some of you. They're really going to tease us. We've had a video ago. We need to let everyone know that one of Dina's many fans decided to let us know what he really felt about Jethro playing with the schedule. So he sent out a video where he's crying and very upset, and he wants his Dina time, and he's going to rebel if he doesn't get it. And it's catching on very fast. We have a lot of friends, a lot of people going through Psychics Gone Wild. We've had a lot of you guys on YouTube. Please like and send it on. We love it. We've had the most fun with it. He is put in for the contest. He wants an hour reading, and he's decided that if he wins, he wants to be able to have a half-hour reading with his friend by Dina, and a half-hour with me. I don't know what he wants to do. He'd probably argue with me about all the times I tease Dina, but it'll be fun, and I said, Dina, we'd do it. What do you think, Dina?
Oh, that sounds great. I'm in.
And I love it. Those of you who are working together, let's bring in our other guest. Now, this guest has been on, and he's a little bit of a shy person, only in the fact that I like to tease him a lot. He's a very good friend of mine here in Florida and is a student of mine, very gifted individual who came into a circle and proved to me that, you know, everyone is having their gifts open at rates that are so phenomenal. This is the amazing Ben. Ben, how are you doing tonight?
Yeah, how are you doing? Doing good.
You're a little shy, Ben. I laugh. I want to tease you a little bit. Thank you for coming on. And I know, can you tell everybody a little bit? They're asking, who's Ben? What does Ben do? And does Ben know that it's Dina time? So it's like, yes, he does.
Yeah,
he's a friend of ours. It's right. It's Dina time. It's right. Ben, tell them a little bit about Ben, how you found out about your gift. How did this all come about for you?
Around when I was 31, I went to a hypnotist and did meditation, and all of a sudden all my powers started coming about, and I'm seeing things and hearing things, and now I'm doing reading, so I'm growing, powers are getting stronger, so it's going good so far.
Very phenomenal. I know you had told me you'd listen into the show, and you can tell us now, honestly. I mean, can you feel the energy with being on? We've had a lot of individuals say this, and it's a little, I'm sorry putting a little bit on the hot seat here a little, but it is different with each psychic. We have, and we have in the wings our other psychic who's very strong, who's on Saturdays with Amy. Can you feel the energy that's in the room right now and on the rare airwaves, Ben?
Yeah, I can feel it. Yeah.
I want you to describe it. I can hear your energy going. I tease Ben. Ben's my casual person. I'm always prodding Ben to talk more. And I love the fact you're a very positive gentleman. But I feel, what can you describe it? I've had a lot of psyches come on, especially with Amy or Dina, and they're just like, it's like electric, but there's other words they've used. I don't know what are you feeling? And just so that we keep this record for this Dina time now that it's become national.
Feels... I don't know, you say what? It feels, what's a good word? Like, electric, it feels, you know? It feels, I wouldn't say romantic in some, if that makes any sense.
It does. It's the Libra of her. And thank you for saying it, Ben. I put you on the spot here.
Yeah.
Ben's a very nice guy. It is. It's very romantic. It's very sensual. I've had people tease me about, they said, Jethro, when we call in, you and Dina are bartering. We're like brother and sister. You'll get to notice this with me and Dina. We tease each other relentlessly. But as gifted psychics born with this, me and Dina come into a level of this. We come into when it was rough. I mean, to be a psychic or even medium or anything was a bad thing. I mean, remember Dina at a time where it was kind of like hidden. It was hushed and spoke about. And people, we feel like share. They came and laid their money down after the people were gone.
Sure. I remember that day when I was afraid to even kind of hang a shingle out or advertise it because, it just wasn't common. And, you were kind of like, well, what is that? People look at you like, what is that? What are they doing? What kind of devil thing are they doing? And that's not everybody, but some people would. So, I didn't really quite advertise it. Now it's everywhere. It's amazing.
Love it. You guys are turning in. Go to the chat room if you want to have ones. I've got you guys asking. Amy's in the chat room tonight, the one and only, the beautiful Amy Kavanaugh off Saturdays with Candy. And they're in there tonight talking to everybody, having a blast. We are here, Dina Flanagan, Jethro Smith, and the amazing Ben. And we're going to turn around and take a few phone calls. I will have you guys know that we will work with it on it, so you get a few minutes with each psychic. But I just caution you guys, I don't mean to let you go, but we've got so many, we want to get through as many as we can. So let's go wild. 786, it's you. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. Are you ready to play wild?
Yes. Hello?
Hi, this is Jethro, and you are?
Samantha.
Samantha, welcome to the Wild Hour. Here we are. It's Thursday, and we've got Dina and Ben here. Would you like to ask your question? And we'll let ladies go first, and then after Dina goes, Dina will pass the ball to Ben. Is that okay, Ben?
Yeah, that's fine. That's
okay.
Fine.
Samantha, ask Dina your wild question.
Yes, my question is about school. I will start a new job on Monday, even though it's part-time, and I was wondering how fast do you see me re-entering school, and how do you, hopefully it won't be an issue this time around.
Yeah, my sense is that it will be probably around the fall time, because I don't feel like it's time quite yet, but I'm feeling around the fall time that is when you, and if by chance the fall doesn't happen, it will be the beginning of the year. So it's from the fall to the beginning of the year. I feel like that will be an opportunity that opens up where you can, where things are going to even out a little more in your life, and you will have. You'll be in a much better place or a much better position, because right now I feel like you're not. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I've been out of work for a while, and I will be starting this part-time job at a school. Like, basically, I guess like a glorified babysitting position, and the money, like, it's only part-time, so the money is already going to be a struggle, and I'm just wondering how I'm going to be able to do that and save up and go back to school and get a car.
But that's so why I'm hearing it. Yeah, that's why I'm hearing that it won't be until like fall to the beginning of the year, because I feel like that something else will open up too for you to be able to earn money and that you'll be able to put aside. But I'm also feeling like if you really want to get back into school, I feel like that there's like something that you can afford. There's a way you can do it that you can afford it. And that's what I'm hearing, whether it be online classes or what have you. But to start out, I feel like you will be able to slowly get back into it. And, again, I feel like it's no later than the beginning of the year, perhaps. And have you been thinking about taking different classes or transitioning or different classes? I'm hearing changing. I'm hearing something along that line.
Well, there's this website, EDX, where they, like, big universities like Harvard actually let you, like, take classes for free, and I've been trying to do that, like, to get myself prepared to go back to school so I won't, like, completely be, like, confused and outdated with the information that I've learned. Like, I want to do law, so it's a lot of intensive information that I need, so I've been trying to look online just to, like, remember some key things and then hopefully get back. Like you said, I really wanted to start, like, in January, like, save enough to buy, like, a used car and then go straight to school, because I know it'll be really difficult for me to get from work and school and back and forth.
Right, exactly. So that's what I feel. I do feel, like, a lot of forward motion there and that all of that will be happening, but there will be, like I said, opportunities coming in for you to make more money. And to jump on it, I'm hearing just really push yourself for now. But like I said, keep looking online and whatnot, because I feel like some opportunities are going to come up where you don't know yet or where you haven't seen yet, that way you can get back into school with not as much money as you thought you had to.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Ben, what do you get?
Yeah, I see the same thing. Yeah. I see a couple months it's going to work out. I think you'll have the money to go to school. I think it'll work out. It's not going to be easy, but I think it's going to work pretty well.
Yeah. Well, we love you, Samantha. Thank you for tuning in to Psyche's Gone Wild. And remember to go over to the page at psychicsgonewild.com. We're giving away some prizes. We have some very nice items tonight. We have a friend of ours who's put in some objects, and we'll be giving away a wonderful blue smelt wand. Now, this is a good question that brought up to our healer, Dina. Dina, for those who don't know, smelt is spelt that way, S-M-E-L-T. They go, how do you spell it? Come on, you leave me alone on Facebook. You spell it S-M-E-L-T. Mm. Smelt is a type of crystal that's melted down to do it. A lot of healers have to have the only raw stone we know. They are the strongest. Dina, are you a yay or nay on smelt? Would you use a blue smelt crystal healing stone, or would you not?
Well, smelt is something you go fishing with.
Yeah, it is true. Well,
go smelt fishing, and you'll get smelt. Yeah. Here in Maine, anyway.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Would I use it? The interesting thing is I just saw one the other day, and I thought that exact thing. Would I use it? And then I'm like, I don't know. I didn't get much energy off from it. And I'm not quite sure because I'm kind of old school with, you know, traditional crystals and whatnot. But, you know, the thing is with anything, you feel it, you know, hold it. And if you feel something off it, because with any crystal, you've got, it's got to speak to you. So if you get something off it and, you know, then that's great. Use it. But if you pick it up and you're like, you, nothing, nobody's home, then that's not the one to use or buy even.
I agree. And this is coming to the information and is given to us by Blue Moon Treasures here in Tampa, Florida. And one of those stones that we're working with, and those of you who know calcite, is a very healing stone, a lot of orange. But the one that's a calm, soothing feeling that helps you with stress, if you're having working situations or things odd, is blue calcite. Put a little bit of it in your office or a place, and you'll notice it pick it up. I laugh. We have a friend here, Rick, who wrote me. He said, I took a chunk of it. I wanted to stick it on my boss's arm and maybe hit him with it. I realized it would make him unconscious, and at least it would be less stressful till he came to and the cops found me. But I had to put in a little blue calcite in my office, and it's worked well. I was wondering, as any of you individuals that are out there, Dina, do you use stones under the healing, and do you believe we should use stones?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. I have, God, I have several hundred stones, and not that you have to have several hundred, but each person, when I do my healing, I sometimes put them under the table. So you have some energy going on under the table. You make different patterns. And for every person, it's different. It kind of they kind of tell me what way to make the pattern and what stones to use. And then I use them on the body, too, at certain times. And, again, there's a pattern you put on the body or certain areas that you're working with certain stones. And, I mean, you can use and read in the book what different ones mean for what. But, again, to me, it's more like personal, what speaks to you to use for that person on that spot of their body or under the table or what have you, definitely. And it's really powerful. I've seen a lot of great things happen with it.
Very phenomenal. Those of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. We're going to grab some more of your phones. Hang on, relax, don't get all wound. This is Jethro, Amazing Ben, and Dina Flanagan having a really good chat. Keep it up on the schedule. In June 21st and 22nd, I, Jethro, and Amazing Ben will be at the Body Mind Spirit Expo here in Tampa, Florida. If you're out running around, stop at the Sheraton Hotel. We're there. There's going to be a 25 to 30 vendors. They have an aura camera, lots of fun. We're going to be there. I get to, I think it's actually they've set up an event for me on Saturday where I get to speak. So, you know, definitely come, be there, have some fun, bring your friends, and let's have a good time. Dina, at the same time in June that weekend, will be with Brazzo. Is it New York or is it?
Yeah, New York City.
New York, yeah. So New York City. What fair is that called, and where do they go to see you in Brazzo, Dina?
Yeah, that one is an affair. That's just him coming. He comes twice a year, I think, to New York, maybe three times. And you can go on his website, brazzo.net, but I think he's at he's in Manhattan at the New York, I think the New Yorker Hotel. Yeah. So that's where he's going to be the 21st and 22nd. And he'll be doing healing gazings all day, and I'll be volunteering there.
Phenomenal. 626, you guys have been patient. We're going to do a few calls. I know you guys have wondered. What we do is we give you a chance with it. A lot of you are asking me. You're probably out of 103 callers. Not all of you will get in. We love you. Get to PsycheSconeWall.com and get a reading. That's the whole purpose of this. 626, would you like a reading with Dina and Ben?
I would love one.
Welcome to the Wild Hour. We're having a Thursday that's a little intense. People want to play the piano, but others want to throw rocks. What is your name and what do you want to do?
This is Tina. And I'd like to know what career path or field of education should I be focusing on?
Are you an outdoorsy person?
I'm sorry?
Are you an outdoorsy person? Like,
sometimes. It depends on how I'm feeling it.
Well, I'm feeling, because what I'm seeing is something like, they're showing me outdoorsy, like earthy outdoorsy. That's what they're showing me, and that doesn't mean that's what you have to be forever, but they're showing me that that's what you would be good at.
Okay.
It's either like in a park or a garden center, I don't know, that's what they're showing me, that perhaps, that you would be good at that. But did you work in an office?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. They're saying that you kind of need to get out of that and outdoors. Okay. That's what they keep telling me. You need to get out of that and outdoors, whatever that means to you. It could mean anything, outdoorsy job. Okay. But they're saying that in an you're kind of tired of the office sort of job thing, and it's,
right.
it's stifling your energy. That's what they're saying. So you can go back into that. You can do that because you know how to do it and you're good at it. But a true path for you, I'm feeling, needs to be kind of, and it doesn't have to be all outdoors. It can be indoor, outdoors. You know what I'm saying? Where you have freedom to move around.
Yes.
Freedom to do both. And even maybe that's an office job with traveling, but that's what they're saying. You kind of got to be both in and out, but really getting in the outdoors. So that's what I'm saying for you. I don't know, well, you know what it is, but that's what they're showing me that you should be doing. Ben?
Yeah, I see education. Some of the education, such as teaching. And are you good with kids at all?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Pick up children. You're good with children. So I figure teaching with children is probably the way you want to go.
Okay.
That's really positive and will brighten your, keep your days full of sunshine.
Joyful.
Let's put it that way. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I say.
So you need to find a teaching job where you can, you know, be outdoors with them a lot. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
What part
yeah.
from? What part of the?
California.
Where are you from? Yeah.
California.
So you're in the warm anyway. So a teaching job would be good because you bring them out and, you know, do things outside and then inside and whatever. But yeah, something where it has in and out. That's what I'm keep saying. Where you can be in outdoors and indoors.
Good.
So teaching would be good?
Yes.
We love you, Tina. Hope that helped. Put in for the prize, and let's hope that you win. And we love you. I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are going wild, and we've got a person here we know that's on the line. I'm going to grab Amy Kavanaugh here. You guys hang on. 614, I'm sorry, the phones are going crazy. 337, you're still going to get in. 315, I don't know what happened to your umbrella, but I'm sure it's going to be found in this warm weather. We've got some wild questions. Dina's here. Whenever Dina's here and Amy, it gets pretty wild. Amy Kavanaugh is our wonderful medium and just all-around positive psychic friend who not only is always there to read and work, is come to Saturdays with our friends. Amy, how are you doing over there in Jacksonville?
Oh, good, good, except I'm in Orlando, but
oh.
I'm always somewhere. But I'm doing good. I thought I moved to Saturday, but then I saw a post that had a picture of me, so I just popped over, but now I'm just enjoying listening. It's I'm
we love you, and I'm glad you called.
Readings. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I didn't want to, like
well,
I was here. I did want to, but yeah, so Candy's in the chat room. We can do 11. Yes, last weekend, Candy and I were talking earlier. We just had kind of, both of us kind of got zapped with some kind of weird weird energy. But I think 11 o'clock on Saturday is a perfect time. And
I love it. And we've got Ben. Ben, this is Amy. You guys will be, there'll be three
Hi,
of you.
Hi, Ben.
There.
How are you?
I'm doing. All right. Nice to meet you.
You too. Oh, so Ben can join us on Saturday as well?
Yeah, and I apologize, Amy. We had the crazy thing that Facebook loves you and so does Blog Talk. We took everything we did today and it put it back up, and they said that we have 24 hours lapse and then it will show what tonight was, and that's why the mix-up. And I was busy, and I'm
oh,
proud of myself.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, it wasn't like, it's not like I missed a hot date or anything.
Oh.
It's all good.
We love you, Amy, and we know that you guys will be Saturday. Those of you tuning in, be ready because it gets wild. Amy does do a little longer show for those of you guys who I go a little quicker because of the readings, and it's just that you got to realize by Thursday night, it's been a lot, and Amy does another job beside this. It's like her and Dina. Dina's one, too, and I know that our schedules, so be ready, and you guys will get to talk to Candy Potter, the wildest, newest edition. No, I think actually Ben's the newest. Those two, you two came in at the same time together. You know, and those of you tuned in, Tony Vallon was on last Saturday, and he wants to come back. He had such a good time. He said that he could feel the energy, and he just had so much fun that he can't wait to do it again. And I said, it's the wild energy. You had Candy and Amy both just having fun. Speaking of coming back and all the craziness, I got to ask you over the air, Dina, what are you doing tomorrow night? I need a psychic for Friday night.
Believe it or not, I'm going to church.
Okay, now what's going on up there? The last fight wasn't enough. Now you're going back. No, I'm teasing you. Oh, my gosh. Well, we don't want to take her from church. Amy, if you have a chance, I know it's Friday night. It's a hard night.
I have a date.
Okay, DC Lover, Candy, you two both are listening to me. Either one of you two, contact me, and it'll be us. How about we go on for the night? I'm running out of people here. We're going to be hiring more. Like I'm trying to get them in. 614, what are you doing? Are you a psychic, or would you like a reading? 614.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for listening to all of our chit-chat. You're like, is this a show or the gossip hour? Yeah, a little bit.
I know, right? It's a company meeting.
Yes, this is where we meet on the hour. How are you, 614?
I'm doing good. How about you all?
Oh, excited. This is Jethro. Give us your name, and let's have these psychics see what they can do. You've got a lot of strength. I could feel that you're a little fired up one.
I called last night. I was the last caller. I got to say hello.
Oh, no. Well, seeing you got in, I'm so blessed. I feel bad when that happens. You got like 13 seconds.
I know. So you can make it up for me today, right?
Yes. Whipping you around like a taco, and you're like, I don't even like lettuce, and get the tomato out of my ear, Jethro. Hello, 614. Give us a name, and let's see what we can do for you.
Okay. My name is Lori.
Hi, Lori. And your question you have for Dina?
Pardon me?
Do you have a question for our phenomenal Dina? We got to get her to church now, so we're rushing her now.
Oh,
it's going to happen. It'll snow in Florida, and it will rain water in Maine because the lady has come to the church. I'm teasing her. She's a very faith person. Those of you know, she's very Christian and very light. I just love to give her no mercy. Lori, ask her a question before she hits me. It hurts when she does it.
Okay. Dina, I'm going to be moving soon pretty far away. And this is a major move for me and my family. Just wondering if you can get anything or tell me anything, what's in store for me?
Oh, where you're moving to?
Where?
No. I guess I'm thinking out loud.
Oh, okay.
let me see now. Is this... Is this because someone in the family has to or needs to?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. So I'm feeling of some resistance here. And what they're telling me is you need to get rid of the resistance and the fear around it, because they're saying that once you get there and once you, you know, get acclimated,
mm-hmm.
That you're going to really like it. But
right.
it's going to take you probably a couple months to get into that mode. 2-3 months is what I'm hearing.
Right.
Because for 2 or 3 months, you're going to go through different emotions. And then after that, you're going to realize that it was really a good thing. So I feel like, are you going to work down there? Work wherever you're going?
Am I going to work?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know for sure. I don't work right now.
Right. Because I'm almost feeling like you're gonna get work. That's what they're telling me. That not right away, but I feel like in
right.
time that you're going to want to work, or you're going to work. That's what they're saying. And
right.
That's going to be what they're talking about. You're really going to enjoy what it is you're doing, what you're going to do, because this work or this whatever it is you're going to do is going to be like, it's going to be a choice. And it's something you're going to want to do, but something you've been wanting to do. That's what they're telling me, something you've been wanting to do.
Okay.
Do you do spiritual work at all?
No.
See, she teased about church. See what happened, Lori? Come on, give it to her. Give it to her, girl.
But
I just love it.
Dina,
yeah?
But Dina, I've been told I'm a spiritual person.
Yeah. Because I'm feeling, to me, it's very strong.
Sorry.
Jethro, calm down over there. I feel
we
a very strong,
hear.
I feel a very strong spiritual sense around you, an energy around you. And I think you really
right.
need to explore that, because I'm feeling like you've got trapped energy. You know what I mean? That needs to get out. Like sometimes
uh-huh.
you feel like if sometimes you feel like that, like you don't belong or just strange things, you know what I mean? And you're wondering what's more to life. Well, they're saying that you need to really explore the spiritual side, and you're going to open up. It's showing me like a flower opening up and a whole new sort of world for you. So really, so this is part of it. It doesn't really matter where you live or what you do, they're telling me, that this is within you. The move has to be inside of you, within you. So once you move, it's going to put you into this sort of better energy so that you can do that, is what they're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what I feel you'll explore as well.
I'm laughing because it's just the word spiritual. When we get into this, we get all this wild energy, and it gives me the giggles. I had someone say, how dare you say that she's not spiritual? Jethro, you always talk about, they're like all flipped out, and they're like, Jethro, this is Dina time, and it's not hammer time, and if you don't stop, I'm going to hammer on you if you don't leave Dina alone. They always tell me to leave you alone in all different languages. Leave Dina alone. I'm just teasing, my friend. Thank you for calling. I'm so glad. And Ben, would you like to read a moment for our lovely lady? She waited last night. And there we had so many people. It was like we didn't realize the time when me and Melissa hit the button. It was like third because of hello.
Right.
Yeah, I think you have a new frame of mind. That's what's going to happen when you where you are. You're going to see things differently. Have a lot more clear viewpoint on life. Maybe feel a lot more. Less intense, less negativity. I think you'll feel a lot better where you're going. So that's what I see.
Yeah.
So it's positive. So,
we love you, Lori. I hope you put on at least you get in for those prizes. We'll send you something nice. We're giving away good stuff. We've had some really good
stuff
here in about. Actually, we're going to do it here in about 7 minutes. We're going to give that prize away. I've got them right to go. What about some Amy time? What is going to Amy's on Saturday. You guys don't get fitting. I had an almost give me a deal. I got a deal at Disney World. If you're one of Amy's fans and you gawk about Amy Galvanoff and Psyche's Gone Wild at aisle 8 and over at 2 gates, there was right there where we went into the rides. I know that the Space Mountain, the people love her. Because the girl told me, she's like, do you want to get on this ride? I said, yes. And she's like, is Amy going to be on Wednesday? I go, what do you mean? And she's talking to me. I said, whatever you want. Then we laughed because she told me afterwards, she goes, we just listened to the show. Those of you guys who have been listening in, please do us a favor. Write to Psyche's Gone Wild. What topics do you want? We're talking tonight about the planetary transitions. We're talking about those stones you asked. I'm supposed to ask, Ben, you were on the radio show, and we found out that you didn't like ETs, and you'd never had an experience with ETs. Do you want to have an experience with ETs? Oh, you answered already, Psyche. Okay, so you want to or not, Ben? I think they're offering to send you some ETs over.
Oh, sure. Send them on over then. Yeah. Send them to Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete.
Okay, so you guys, and I love that. I don't know. We'll have to tease Linda Irwin. Those of you tune in on Tuesday, there's our phenomenal Unseen World Girl who's very good gift to this. We've got some CDs coming in from Linda's to be on. And stay tuned. Amy will let you know the one she's got, and then she'll send me your info. You guys got what she'll do is send it in, and she'll pick people from the chat room or from the phone numbers, Amy, and you can set it up however you want to do it. You and Candy can work that out and pick two winners. Send me their name and number where I can contact them. And they're going to win CDs by Linda Irwin because Linda's one of our people and she's got some beautiful, phenomenal music. I haven't played a little bit here because we're getting it on Tuesdays and I want you guys to get a little chance, but I'm still looking. My favorite, Sunset, and a couple of them, Linda's just phenomenal. So we love you guys. Let's grab a couple phones. You're like, Jethro, you're always talking, never letting us talk. 315, you're on live on Psyche's Gone Wild with Jethro, Amy, Ben, and Dina. How are you, 315?
Hi, Jethro, this is Annette.
Annette, you've been hiding out on me, and I'm all upset. What happened?
I fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
I fell asleep again last night.
You went to sleep on me. You say I'm your Facebook friend. You give me likes. I don't understand. I'm teasing you guys. We are Facebook friends is all. But I have people, they're like, what's going on with Jethro now? They got to keep up. If they keep up, they know we were close. I love you. I know you called in, and you're one of our dear friends. You were one of our winners. You can say it's actually a real thing to win. I had a lady write me yesterday and tell me on Facebook she was tired of me always promoting stuff and that nobody ever won. So I'm going to be putting up a list with you guys' permission. I'm starting to ask people, so I will put up on there. If she looks on Facebook back 2 months ago, Vicky put up all of her winnings. She won the big mother load. She was the one who won, and then Connie won. I'm a Jan fan, and she put up things. You've won. Tell them that it's real. Tell them I'm not just making this up and keeping the toys for me and Dina for later.
No, it's real. My grandson's wearing the T-shirt.
Oh, is he? Oh, excellent.
I
like that.
Yeah.
I look kind of crazy. Someone told me my eyes don't match. And I said, well, you know, people are a little crooked in their body. I was naturally born. I couldn't help that. Maybe my mom was in a rush. I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah. Ask your question. I'm sorry I'm teasing you. We got people waiting and they're yelling, Jethro, move it. I'm trying.
Well, I was wondering if one of them could read my aura.
Okay.
Right, Jethro, that's all you.
And I can. And I can tell you very easily with the energy that's coming through the phone that you have a very emotional heart because you communicate in ways of business. They're showing me the energy that it's very aqua, but there's a little bit of health going on a little bit with you. You just healed and did some work within your own system, so that green energy is still working there. And I'm seeing a little bit of pale yellow and other energy here with you. And what I'm feeling is that you've got some resolved things you're working there with some other individuals with. And I feel like you're the one that everybody comes to when they got the owies.
Uh-huh.
Like
yeah, they Yeah,
I could feel it. It's like, woo. You, what I would suggest, and if I was there as a spiritual practitioner, I would work with you on aromatherapy of blue chamomile on your light or working around energy because it helps relax it. It also helps that other emotion calm down because you and this happens with women who are very strong. Well, you're on the night with two very strong women. Amy will do this. She'll talk about healing or do energy, and you'll feel that reflection. So what people sometimes get with you is they get that feeling they want to just cry on your shoulder. They want to tell you stuff. And that's what I'm feeling. That's the color I get. And we thank you for calling in, and we love you. Please tell everybody in New York that I'm someday going to be up there. Me and Dina are going to do a fair together. We had an offer, and I blew it, or we would have been up there in March. They offered me to come up and do a fair with me and Dina. I noticed it was with me and Dina. They didn't. It was like, Jethro, if you're coming up and you bring Dina, you can come up. I'm like, well, Dina's already there. Then I caught on a little late. They're like, we meant like this week, dude. I'm like,
oh no.
But I will someday be up there. We're working on it right now. I have another friend telling me that they have some other things coming up. I'd like to do a one. They said it's really hot in July, and Dina's promised me if when we come up, she'll be there. My girlfriend's coming with me because I am scared of big cities. She lived in L.A., and I got lost on a 2-lane highway in Colorado. You're not putting me on 6 and 8 lanes. It's not pretty.
I don't blame you.
When we do, we'll get a hold of you. We can meet. Maybe we can go out and have a coffee, a tea, or, you know, something fun. What do you do in New York, Dina? Do you go up and rob somebody? What do you mug them? What do you do? Tell us what you do for you guys.
There's so many things to see and do in New York, and it's a city that don't sleep. It's really true. The things are open like all night, and it's the oddest thing. You'll be walking along the sidewalk, and people don't even start waiting in line for a bar until like midnight, and then they all go till 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's just so odd. Lines of people going down, but there is so much to do. All the time, day and night, it's incredible. The energy is fantastic. The people watching is wow. That's what I like the most.
Well, the Body Mind Spirit Expo was very much, and I was so impressed when the person talked about it. And if I'd have been on my game, I would have had it. Remember when I talked to you? And Dina is very gifted and very prompt. Where I'm a little bit. I'm a lazy bum. I'm a lazy bum. And I just was like, okay. And then it's like we caught it. And she's like, Jethro, you know, it'd not be a bad deal. The next one, we definitely, and we will do one up there. You have a lot of fans up there. I mean, what I've laughed is, and Amy, it's like, you know, Amy comes from New York. You know, we're talking about her. She's over in the room. Amy, you know, we know you're here and we love you. Amy is one of the individuals that I've had people from New York City and like the Bronx, Brooklyn from Pamela Cummings. When I went to go to L.A., you guys here on the East Coast were such strong support. And that's how I met the merman. You know, everybody laughs about the merman, and we all know Amy's our mermaid, and we love her dearly. She's not only our swimmer, but our phenomenal mermaid, just mystical, uses the mermaid cards, and just a very loving individual. And when I got there in California, right off the people, that's what they were talking. It was like, okay. And I was so impressed that one guy told me, he said, we had friends of ours in New York calling us. And they expected that. They didn't realize that we are, you know, we are individuals. We have our own, you know, places. The one told me we thought we were an entourage. They're kind of bummed when they saw me, like, ah, get him out of here. He's the silly one. Where's Dina? Where's Amy? You know, like slapping me around trying to get to them. Like, I'm the only one that came. They're like, oh. You know, it was kind of like, thanks, guys. I like you, too. So you guys hang in, and we've got some promotions over here, and Amy's volunteered when we get a time and a weekend set up over here. She would do some speaking. We're going to do a holistic fair. We right now are working with some holistic centers to do some stuff here. So hang in there, you guys. We'll keep working together, and we're just working at a pace we can. 949, the time is right for you to get a reading. How you doing? You thought I forgot. You're like, he would shut up. I've been here for days. I'm over here getting bread and throwing water in my hair.
Well, hi. I just wanted to find out what's coming up. I mean, will I be okay in regards to finances here, like, this weekend and stuff? There's an event I wanted to go to this weekend with my girlfriend. It's supposed to be fun. Actually, she got the tickets and stuff, but it's like financially I feel a little strapped this week, and I'm just getting frustrated with that. And I have a test coming up on Tuesday that really is important to me, and I'm mentally just like getting a little frustrated.
What's your name?
Selena.
Selena. Well, first of all, I hear definitely go to the event and kind of just trust that the money will come back to you. So we'll go with a positive attitude, you know, not in fear of the lack of money, because then it won't come to you, but just go knowing that it will come to you. It's going to come back to you, and it's going to come probably in a different way or a strange way, not like, oh, I got to work extra or whatever. It's just going to come to you at the time you will need it. Plus, I'm feeling like you need the break. I'm feeling like you really need to recharge your batteries. And
yes,
this event, yeah, and this event will help you recharge your batteries. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be funny. It's going to be rewarding, and you know, just everything. So I feel like a lot of laughter, a lot of good times, a lot of just inner. I see a lot of inner healing going on with this event that you're going to.
Okay.
Also, I feel like it will be a great bonding time for you and your girlfriend as well. And as far as your test, it will actually improve or help you with your test because of the fact that you're burnt out or you're fried, your test would be more of a challenge. So that's why this is really good. Don't put the pressure on yourself, you know, and trust that everything will work out well because it's going to. I know how, you know, what it's like when you get to those crunch times or whatever, but what people don't realize is that's exactly what they need to take a break, clear their head, you know, ground, and just really relax, and then you'll come back with a much better attitude and a much better way. Things are just going to be a lot easier, I feel. Ben, what do you feel?
Yeah, I feel your test is going to go well. I feel that what you're working for, you know, you'll get what you want in the next, I feel like in 2 years, you'll have what you're striving for. Right now you're working up to it. And in 2 years, you'll have what you want. So, whatever that might be. I feel 2 years is going to be when it's going to happen. So, that's what I got.
I feel that too, and I apologize. I got to get your name. I'm getting the wildest energy. I don't know what happened, but I think I went over to McDonald's there or something. It was just like, French fries, I'll take a little shake. I mean, I'm like, it was the wildest energy.
If you went to church.
He's friends with Gina. So I knew that would happen. She's got her.
My name is Selena. Selena.
I love it. I just don't know why these people keep teasing me about the church. I didn't even say anything to the church. I would obviously stick up for the church. I love it. then you're grounded. I don't know where you live right now. No, I do know where you live. It's grounded. But we love with you guys. This is like on wild. This is where it gets, where it's real. I had an individual write me yesterday and said they've heard too much laughing and craziness on this show, and it better stop. And I just laughed because I said, you must have listened in Tuesday and Thursday. I said, just get ready, because I said that by the time, or Tuesday, Wednesday, by the time we get to Thursday, you're, I don't even know what day it is. See what you've done to me over the church. And it's like all of a sudden, the person writes back on Facebook and they took two of their friends away. Two people went off of my site, actually. And I guess, you know, in Facebook now they'll never be my friends ever. And I was a little sad. I think the guy showed me something. I looked over and it was like 2 billion plus people. I'm like, these are new individuals, they said, in this year alone that will join Facebook. So wow. I think, okay, two gone and 2 billion more to make friends with you guys. Please don't make me make anybody mad. Don't make me laugh, because they're really going. They just, I know that I have a bad laugh. And the woman even told me when she wrote to me, my laugh scares her children. And I went, I know, no, you laughed, Tina. That's terrible. I went, well, you know, I had children. My children, maybe Ryan's a little shook up, but he came that way. I'm sure it wasn't my laugh that made him wound. Was it, Tina? Tell me.
No, he understands you. You're lucky.
He loves Dina. Those two worked together 3 years ago, and it's really a while to have a person that you work with on a radio. We just bonded. We've been brother and sister in light since we met, and know we have other lives. And my son, it doesn't matter. All I do is I'm speaking something, he's like, Dina wouldn't do that. Dina, no. I said, how do you know? You only worked with her with two shows. He goes, Dad, we're psychic. I'm like, and you're 24 years old, and you just really love Dina. And so, Selena, I love you. Thank you for calling. I know we've been wild with you around the show. Please don't tell the other show.
I wanted to ask you, did my spirit guides give you a message for me?
Why did you know, Miss Little Psychic Looker? I was sitting there having this energy. They pulled me up to the side. They said to tell me that there was something happening and not to tell it unless you asked. It's nice to meet you for the first time. And they're telling me that you have a little bit of a trickster guide, and they've been putting little tests there for you, and that you're going to pull some energy of this that's going to make it happen for you in such a great way. But you've got some kind of a test if you really want to get through it. Right when you feel things are going, you have a coyote guide. And that's what it's real, you are gifted, because you picked up. They blit me, and then I was like watching this real cool scenery of this coyote going, you know, I've got a test for her, and then I couldn't remember your name, and I'm like, Coyote Girl. She's like, I didn't even go to Walt Disney. You know, it's like, what's going on? Yep, that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, I've been told I'm empathic, but as I've gotten older, I just, you know, I guess I am coming into my own here, because I have dreams, and they've come true, not for me, but for other people also that's close to me, but I don't understand it all still yet.
So, we need to get you to take a little class through us. Take it through the internet or with me, or get with me, and we need to get you on. I joked with you, and I also, honestly, you're ready. I can feel you with a little bit of energy. You also are feeling stuff through the phone. That's why you and Ben are communicating. Him and he said, send the ETs in, and all of a sudden you called in. No, I'm teasing you. It's just like, you know that. She's laughing. You're like, he just called me an ET. That's it. I've never listened to psych. The guy's calling names, and I can't shut up his laughing. He just won't stop laughing. We love you, Selena. Definitely put in. We're going to kick that person. I love you. Got a cute laugh. See, I love laugh. It is Gabriel the angel when you guys laugh. If you laugh, the strength of your heart will put out that green energy very strong, and you'll feel it. So we love it. They're teasing me. We got people saying, pick the name, Jethro. Okay. I came up with Ted Atkins. Ted Atkins in Des Moines, Iowa. You are the winner. So congratulations, and it will go out. I do have a couple of you who wrote me and said, Jethro, I had a little problem getting my stuff in the mail. It happens. I got to tell you, I think Florida, I think they love me, and I'm going to say this. I have a very phenomenal mailman, but visualize how much stuff I get in a day and how much I send out. I've gotten to where I've taken some of the boxes. Those of you know, they're a little leery, so there's like any time, even though it's a little bag of a T-shirt. We did have a gentleman here who was taking my T-shirts, which really creeped me out, because I'm like, I'm psychic, and I'm like, but these are to our friends that listen to the show. And I really, you know, I don't know what was the theory of it, but it's scary. So if you see a bunch of psychic Jethro T-shirts with his people, you tell that family to give them back to Jethro. He's got friends on the radio. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those crazy things. We've got 10 minutes. I've got about 18 of you left. I know a couple of you guys told me that you're going to listen to the archives, Jethro. I've given a few of you a headache. I apologize in a way that I should say to you, I'm detoxing. I'm working through a real strong energy. So what I've done is I brought two strong friends in, plus Amy, to help me get through tonight. I'm really a little off keel. So I'm very good psychically, but I'm physically probably annoying. You're probably right. The one's like, he's annoying. 330, oh, thank you, Dina. Dina's laugh. She's like, he's always annoying.
I thought it was kind of interesting. I thought I was entertained.
We love you. Welcome, 330. And you guys that are waiting have been so patient. You know, it is. It's different. It's just, it's we're real. We're live. When you're a real-life psychic and with what's going on with the planets, if you're not doing something different, you're wired into something scary. You know, it's like, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be affected by what's going on. 330, would you like to ask our lovely Dina a question?
Yes, my name is Nicole, and I'm calling from Ohio. I'm moving this weekend to Maryland. I just want to know what's it going to be like once I live there. What's my new life going to be like?
Well, I just got a flash of busyness. I feel like it's going to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Are you going for a job?
I'm trying to go out for a job, for family, for a new life, just start over.
Yeah.
I was born there, so yeah.
Oh, right. That's why it's going to be busy, because they're saying busy, very busy, because I see you doing a lot of things, and they like you, mm-hmm. That's exactly it. Like, you know what you, like, you've already lived there, you already know the people, you already know the places, like, you know what you're doing, because mm-hmm. they're showing me it's like you're going to jump into this busy life, almost what you left. But I also feel like you're going to be getting a job that's going to be, they're also saying that's going to make you very busy as well. That's what they're showing
mm-hmm.
me. When you first get there, it's just going to be, you're going to take a few breaths, but then you're going to take off running. You know what I mean? You're just going to boom. It's going to start
mm-hmm.
off busy, kind of like right away. And
mm-hmm.
the job, I feel like something's going to open up within a month or two. I feel like,
mm-hmm.
not far
mm-hmm.
even. I feel
mm-hmm.
like that something's just going to open, like somebody, you're going to know somebody or something that's going to offer you a job, and you're just going to be very busy with that. And I feel like you're reconnecting with a lot of people, and that's going to keep you really busy. It's almost like, oh my gosh, overwhelming. I'm feeling this really kind of like very
yeah.
high energy stuff. Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
Also, I feel like you're going to be, yeah. Are you single?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling, because I'm feeling like you're going to be meeting somebody. Probably I'm feeling like within 6 months, I feel like you're going to be meeting somebody that's also going to take up your time, that's also going to
mm-hmm.
make you even busier, because that's what they're showing,
mm-hmm.
like boom, 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 like one thing after another, and that's going to take
mm-hmm.
up your time as well. But it's going to be all,
mm-hmm.
all in all, overall, it's going to be very good. It's going to be, you're
okay.
going to like it. You're going to like the busyness. You're going to like the newness to everything, the new old sort of, like it's comfortable,
mm-hmm.
like, ah, it really is like, ah, I'm
yeah.
home. So you're going to really enjoy all of this great stuff coming to you, and just flow with it and go with it. That's what they're saying. You know, don't get
okay.
stressed out with, just kind of flow with it, and it will be really awesome.
Okay. All right.
Ben?
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, first thing that came through, it's going to be very cold.
Yeah.
In Maryland, so hopefully you like that. So yeah, you're gonna have a real relationship, like a committed one, 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
I mean, you might have relationships here and there, but 2 to 3
okay.
years, I think it's gonna be something serious.
Uh-huh.
Once you get settled down. Right.
Uh-huh. So I'll be married what 2 to 3 years, and I'll be finding the one to be 2 or 3 years. Down
yeah.
the line?
Yeah, you need some, serious relationship, 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
Yep. That's very important.
Go ahead, Ben. I'm hearing other energy. I apologize to you. That was something else. Nicole, I apologize. I'm over here blundering. I feel like, oh, I want my Snickers.
You got to reel you back in, Jethro.
We Thank you, Nicole. We welcome you guys calling in to Psychics Gone Wild. We're sitting here with some quite a few ones left. We're going to take the last 5 minutes and take out one more energy here for a call. We've had some really crazy things happen tonight that those of you who've been contacting us, I've had quite a few asking us, Dina, let them know how to get with Dina. I know that you, you know, the best thing is, like, we do them in half-hour increments. I know that personally, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Dina's more about helping you, and she'll work with you and give you a very good, not only rate on reading, but you just got to contact her through email, and she will take you through the proper channels. She also has her own site at www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com. Just all one word. You know, just if you type in Dina Flanagan, you're going to get Dina Flanagan on the have you ever done that on Google, Dina, just out of curiosity what you get?
Yes, I have. It's like, whoa.
You know, Dina has been, and it's like those is where she's, you know, we've got that energy. We've also got a lot of individuals asking me, what do we do to get together on it and get to work together? They said that you, as you're working with the energy, you just contact her, and here comes up all this work. Here comes up all this time together. And they said that's where, you know, it does it. So type in Dina Flanagan, and just go a little bit more for me. You know, those of you who don't know how to spell, you know, Dina is D-E-N-A Flanagan, and you're going to pop up, and you're going to see there's five lady pictures, and three of them happen to be our one and only out of five in the world. This is actually just Google, and that's just her name, Dina Flanagan. So contact with her. Get in there. You can scroll right down a little bit. It tells you, obviously, Blog Talk, Facebook. Get a hold of Dina. And Dina, I know that we always have the discounts, and we have done this before. Aren't you doing something right now? It's like, I mean, I know that you're not $200 an hour or that. How much are you doing for your readings? You always give deals. Dina's our person that helps people out because she knows the economy's tight.
Yeah. Well, I work with you, but right now I'm doing kind of a dollar a minute. So you know, you can choose your minutes or what you want, or an email reading. You know, you can get, and that's reasonable as well. It's usually like $15 for one question on an email reading, but now I'm doing 10. So yeah, either way, or you can call by phone and do it that way. And you can get a hold of me at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com, or at 207-752-1399. Or as Jethro said, my site, you can go online and go into my site, and it has all that contact info right there and kind of about me and what I offer.
I love that. Those of you tuning in, that's how to do it. You know with me, JethroSmith.net, I do ask you guys not to send me the emails. I'm not doing them until it looks like probably partly into May. I welcome you to go to other individuals for the emails. It takes a time. I do have it typed out. I do really much promote it, that I would like you to get a reading with, you know, Dina, Ben, Melissa, Amy, Gary, DC Love, Candy. Go get the reading with these ones that we do promote that are, and they're just as good. The thing that, and me and Dina have joked about it, is you guys that are really doing that, Dina's more in the energy of sitting down and working with it. With my guides, that's what you get a chance to see, is I read this way. I'm very good at it. I've done a long time, and it's good. There's other ones who do. I actually, when it comes down to a psychic fair, they will tease me. I will go in and see people and notice the different energy, that this is where, like, people resonate to Dina, because she does take that extra time. Those of you who put out your prayers yesterday, remember, you put out your most strongest prayer and intent with the cross above, with the light, to get and know what you've got. Did you put any prayers in out there? Were you putting anything out there, Ben, that you wanted to come in for you, that you really wanted to have yesterday, or did you get a chance?
No, I didn't have a chance yet, no.
Make sure we got this 24-hour period with that main stroke of the cross. Do it tonight, okay, before 9. It actually has to be in here before the Pacific time, so you've got about 9:40, so you've got about actually 3 hours, you guys, like midnight here. Make sure before midnight you get those in with the prayers on the East Coast. Did you, Dina, I know you're always working in metaphysical and spiritual, did you get out some prayers and manifesting yesterday of what you really wanted to come to be?
I pray every day.
I know, and I was teasing about the spiritual. I knew you was going to get me. It's true.
Seriously, oh God, please send me some more abundance, and I pray every day, and I did get them out, but I gotta do more. I gotta get them down on paper and really be specific.
tune in tomorrow night. You guys that are tuning in and going in, we're going to be doing some really good prizes. We've got everything from a little lucky elephant incense maker to some other things that will be going out, put into Psyche's Gone Wild. We do send out occasionally the emails. We haven't done a long time for the shows because you already get it through Blog Talk. But I do send you when things come up. Dina's going to be in California. Jethro, I will send you an email. I will let you know that, you know, we're promoting my new book that's coming out. Dina and me are working on it, and some new CDs and some things. We're going to be doing some meditations and some work with you guys on healing, actual psychic healing work. My CD, those of you who are interested in getting it, write to me because I have a CD that I will do to you. Ben can testify to it. It's a very strong and positive Native American one on how to raise the four elements and go to the four corners.
Yes, indeed. Yep. That's a great meditation.
Thank you, Ben. I love you dearly. You're a good friend. We'll see you, and you better be ready for tomorrow. We're going to be partying here in Psyche's Gone Wild on Friday for the show with me and DC Love. She's already got a hold of me. She's going to be here. Let's get ready to go crazy. She doesn't have a date. She's got a husband, so she's going to be at her husband dating and on here being wild. Have a fun, Amy. We love you, and Dina and Ben, and we will talk to you guys there. And it's at 11 a.m. Tune in to Dina and